Exactly.
What I want to do today, I want to talk through some insights from Achayim and Kabbalah Sechayis. So let's start like this. Let's start with something that I mentioned last week, maybe, and then we'll go from there. So the Maskana of the Gemara is that we learn out that so it says in Brisa, we have a limit for lo yimotzi. Not allowed to be mekabel pekdoinis chametz min anochi. So the Gemara asks, bishlam akoyt derbish. Shlomis leGemara. Bottom line is, it comes out from the Gemara that even if dover gomer moment is lav kemom adami, but here you chayim because of the pasuk of lo yimotze, and in the Lishna Basri, even if Shimon knows Dovah Gaim L'mamon is Kamam Adami, but here it wouldn't really apply to the din of Dovah Gaim L'mamon because it's less of it, because it's Issa Be'ene. By Issa Be'ene, you don't say Dovah Gaim L'mamon. That we'll talk about more tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. The chilek between Issa Be'ene and less of Be'ene. But al-Kapanim, the bottom line, it says in the Gemara that as Dovah Gaim L'mamon over here, we couldn't be Machayev. The fear of Rabbanim for sure, and the fear of Shimon, maybe also not, at least according to the Lishna Basri. But nonetheless, there's exerts a kosov of lo yimotze that even though dover gomer l'mamon is lav k'mamon dami, nonetheless the kabbalah sechayis is mechayiv and bal yiro bal yimotze. That's what it says in the Gemara. So I mentioned last week, the achrayim have a chakira. So fine. So now it says lo yimotze. So what does it say in lo yimotze? Does it say in lo is the pshat that the Torah is megala that even though kol ha'Torah kula dover gomer l'mamon is not k'mamon dami, and b'frat over here where it's isi be'enei, it's certainly not k'mamon dami. But the Torah is megala by chometz that this amount of dover gomer l'mamon is enough to be mechayiv and bal yiro bal yimotze. But dover gomer l'mamon ordinarily it's not really a momentous. It's not enough bialus. You're not considered a bialum. But by chometz, the Torah is megala that a dover gomer l'mamon is enough bialus to mechayiv and bal yiro bal yimotze. I'll have to add, even though it's yisabe enei, that's also called gomer l'mamon. Is that the pshat? The Issa Be'enei is not supposed to. If it's Issa Be'enei, it's not going to the moment. That's the pshat. It's not a dover going to the moment. What's the pasuk going to help? But maybe there's a way somehow to finesse that. That Issa Be'enei is not doesn't mean it's not going to the moment at all. It's not enough to be called k'mamon dami. But by chometz, it's called k'mamon dami. Is that the pshat? Or la'olam dover going to the moment is not k'mamon dami by chometz either. But the Torah said, forget the Ovar Gem L'mamon. You're not chayiv as the Ovar Gem L'mamon. You're chayiv as the Kabbalah Sechai itself. The Kabbalah Sechai is a sibub in and of itself, not because it's goyim to a hefsid moment. That's the Ovar Gem L'mamon Dami means, since I have a hefsid moment at stake in this chametz, so that makes me like a bailim in the chametz. The hefsid moment, Since the hefset of this chametz will cause me a hefset in a moment, that gives me a certain bilus in the chametz, and it makes me bial in the chametz. That's dover gomer l'mamon k'mamon dami. Here we'll say, no, that's not the pshat. Dover gomer l'mamon is not k'mamon dami. But the achrayis itself triggers bial yiro bal yimotze, not because it makes it into dover gomer l'mamon. The achrayis itself, the Torah said exists at kosher. You're not allowed to have achrayis in chametz. So it may simcha hinuchas chametz u'matzah per gimel halachaches wants to is toil this chakira. In a machlekes rishonim, this we said already last week. Taisus and Daf Chavtes, the Agam was talking about a pikadon. Yochli kabel pikdonis min anochi. So if you makabel pikdonis min anochi with an achrayis, so you're every bar yom ayimotze. How much achrayis do you have to be makabel? We'll see in a few minutes. Machlekes rishonim, what degree of achrayis do you need for bar yom ayimotze? The Rosh brings 2 days. Machlekes rishonim. Is it enough to have Kabbalah Sechayis of Pshia? Does it have to be Kabbalah Sechayis of Nebu Vavedo? Maybe you need Kabbalah Sechayis even of Einsin. But some degree of Kabbalah Sechayis you have to have. And then you chayim by Rabbi Motzi. So Tosis says in Daf Choftes, and likewise the Ramban in Daf Lamed Aleph. It's the first Tosis on Choftes Lamed Aleph, that a ganav, somebody stole chametz from a guy, is over by Rabbi Motzi. Because a ganav is also chayiv and achrayis. A ganav is chayiv and achrayis. A ganav is chayiv and achrayis. A chayis even of einstein. A ganav is totally chayiv and achrayis. So it's like gor than a shomer. If a shomer is chayiv and bal yiro bal yimotze because he has a kabbalas achrayis, so a ganav certainly has a kabbalah has an achrayis. So therefore he's over. Ganav stole from a guy. He's over bal yiro bal yimotze, or he stole from Yisrael too. Except that if he stole from Yisrael, then you get into the machlekes Maybe you don't have to come onto the Achayis. Maybe you're either on Yiddish Chometz even without a Kabbalah Achayis. We'll get into that issue. But they're talking about a simple case. You stole from a guy. And Taisus is Dovah Poshit and the Ramban. Bari Yoyver Bayor, Bari Yimatsi. Taisus doesn't even say there's a Chiddush, it's Dovah Poshit to Taisus. However, the Me'asimcha found the Metzir, a Shita Mekubetzis in Babakama, Tzadik Vavamid based, B'Shem, the Ram Misarkasta, that who says that on Gezel, you're not over by your Matzah. He says they're both not over. Zelefi Shein Shalai, but Zelefi Shein Rishusai. That's the whole Ram Sarkastra. Near Leima, Lei Zebele Zel Ephemel of Evaluah. He doesn't say what. He says, Near Leima, Lei Zebele Zel Ephemel of Evaluah. That's all he says. Doesn't say a Hezbe. Doesn't say a Hezbe. That's the Hezbe. Zelefish and Shalav, Zelefish and Vishusa. The problem is the Chapella. Has it worse than being Makabel? He's talking about from Yisrael. He sold from Yisrael. So Lei Zebele Zel. From neither the Nigzel, nor the Gaza, nor even Evaluah Leima. What happened to the Yisrael of Yochel? What happened to your Kabbalah Sechayis? Your Kabbal Pagdainis Ben Anochi. So up to Meir Simcha. Just one second. Maybe it's a mokum lechalik. This is not where Meir Simcha says. Maybe it's some mokum lechalik between if you stole from a guy or if you stole from a Jew. Someone, when you steal from a guy, Kabbalah Sechayis is Mechayev. B'gdoinis men anochi, Kabbalah Sechayis is Mechayev. But maybe in Chemshi Shul Yisrael, Kabbalah Sechayis is not Mechayev. Hard to hear the svara. Maybe that would be a direction. Just thinking now that maybe that would be a different direction to take this. I'm going to tell you in a second how Meir Simcha explains it. Before we get there, Meir Simcha, just wondering, before I forget this thought that just dropped in my head. Is this a mokum lechalak, the Kabbalah Sechai is only mechai by Goyish Shechomets, not by Yiddish Shechomets? I don't know, it's hard to see, hard to hear what this far might be. Let's file that away. Rabbi Simcha says a different way. Zok to Rabbi Simcha, that even though it's certainly true that a ganav is chayiv in achrayas, he's chayiv in even the chayas of einstein, he's chayiv in the full maximum of achrayas. Nonetheless, he says there's a difference between the achrayas of a shomer and the achrayas of a ganav. The achrayas of a shomer, the pshat is that when the thing is nenas, because you were mekabel achrayis, you took responsibility for it. So therefore, when the thing is nenas or nignav, or when the pshia happens, depending on the amount of shemachimim is only pshia, shemesocher is even gneiva v'aveido, gzeila v'aveido, a shayla is even pshia. Whatever it is that triggers the chiyuv, the chiyuv is triggered when the onus / gzeila v'aveida, whatever it is, happens. And it's an achrayis. The thing is in my safekeeping. And I gave a warranty. I gave a warranty that I'm going to keep it safely. And if something will happen to it, I'll pay for it. So I'm holding it with an achrayis. The achrayis comes from the shmira. Maybe that's the way to say it. The achrayis comes from the shmir. I have to be shomer it, and because I have to be shomer it in such a way that I have an achrayis in the shmir. And if in any way there's something derelict in the shmir, then I become chayiv to pay, or even an oinus by a shayla, even an oinus where I wasn't even derelict in the shmir at all. Zayla Aved is a certain dereliction in the shmir, not on the level of shia, but it's a certain dereliction. Oinus is not a dereliction in the shmir at all. Nonetheless, he's makabel achrayis gemura. Total 100% warranty that anything that'll happen to it, he'll make it good. But it has to do with his shmir. That's what we call achrayis. In Kabbalah, achrayis ha-shmir. By a ganav, the chiv achrayis, says the Meisimcha, has nothing to do with the chiv shmira and the chayfetz and the gneva. The chiv achrayis comes from the fact it's not really achrayis in a way; it's a misnomer. The chiv achrayis of a ganav comes from the fact that when he stole it, he became chayv and hashava, and he has to give the gneva back. Oy heim oy demein. Either he has to give the chayfetz back itself. And if the chayfetz is not ben, then he has to give back money. But the money that he's giving back is not because he took some kind of achrayis or shmir on the gneva. The maisa gneva itself was mechayev him to pay. It's different. It's different in that regard from the achrayis of a shlemi. Bailey says, the chiyuv b'arov ha'imotzi that you have from Kabbalah Sechayis comes from the fact that I'm holding it with the Kabbalah Sechayis. I'm holding it in a way that contains in it also a responsibility. That if it'll be never, I'll have a hefzid. So I'm holding it in such a way that if it gets lost, I'll be nifsad to some degree. So that's enough to mechayiv me b'arov ha'imotzi. I'm being mashed the chometz in an oifen that if it'll be nifsad, it'll be nifsad, I'll have a pseidah. If it'll be never, I'll have a pseidah. So that's mechayiv me b'arov ha'imotzi. Mashenka by gneva, that my holding the gneva, my holding the chometz that I stole, is nothing to do with my chiyuv. My chiyuv comes from the original ma'aseh gneva. That's it, finished. The chiyuv happened. I have a chiyuv now to give it back. That's nothing to do. If anything happens to it, I have to pay, not because I have some kind of achrayas to take care of it, but because my original ma'aseh gneva was mechayiv me. So that has nothing to do with b'arov ha'imotzi. Because I'm not holding the gneva l'kiyum ha'achrayas. I'm not holding the gneva because I have some kind of achrayas to hold it properly. And if I don't hold it properly, or if something happens to it while I'm holding it, I'll have a pseudo from that. The pseudo won't be from that. This pseudo, it's not a pseudo. The maisig name was mechayim. That's your meisimcha. It's masbir so that's the pshat he says in the Ram mi sakasta nishit.
The meisimcha saying it's a pshat. He's saying it's a din in time, like when the chiyuv kicked in.
It's more than in time. Time is what brings it out. By the way, he brings an nafkamina l'mashal. This it's Rishonim say. Let's say the thing changed in value. The gneva changed in value between the gneva and the oinus. You stole it was worth one zuz. The shas oinus was worth four zuz. So the Rishonim say there. I'm bound to end it, but see another Rishonim that there's a difference in this regard between a shomer and a ganav. A ganav pays gain shaganav. That's the gemara mruba. Kol gazlanim shaman kshas exelu. You stole it was worth one zuz. Later on, it was nenes and it was worth four zuz. You only pay one zuz. But the Ramban says that by a shomer, it's not the way. Since the mechayiv is the oinus, that's the gemara ksuvas lamadal and mebeis. That the mechayiv is the oinus. The mechayiv is b'shasa oinus, not b'shasa hamashicha, not b'shasa sheela, but b'shasa oinus. So if it was worth one zuz when you borrowed it, but it's worth four zuz b'shasa oinus. Says the Ramban, you pay four zuz. So Meisimcha says that's the pshat, because by gneiva it's the ma'aseh gneiva it's mechayiv me, and then it was only with one zuz. By a shoyl it's the oinus is mechayiv me, even though it's not my fault. But I was mekabel achrayis for the oinus, so the oinus causes me to be chayiv b'shas oinus, not originally, not retroactively from the shayla. B'shas oinus, the oinus is mechayiv me because I have achrayis to be shomeret. So there you see, Mamish, this idea. The time isn't the important part. The point is that by a shomer, I'm holding it. The achrayis has to do with how I'm being shomeret. I have to be shomeret, and my shmira is with an achrayis. The achrayis is connected to the shmira. I'm shomeret, and I have an achrayis if anything goes wrong. So that's a shmira with an achrayis. A shmira with an achrayis. M'chayim in bal yorba imotze. By a ganav, there's no the. Maybe I have a chiyuv shmira, but the chiyuv shmira doesn't have. I may have a chiyuv shmira by a ganav too. Any of that, very likely. But the chiyuv tashlumin is not from the shmira. The chiyuv tashlumin is because the gnev itself, the original ma'ase gnev, is mechayiv. I say that's how Rabbi Simcha explains it. And that's who explains this. And says, that's why it's afkamidul gabi bal yorba imotze. Ad kan from Rabbi Simcha. So he knows he's saying is, oh, so then you can take it a step further. So what's pshat in Tosfos and the Ramban? Taisin the Ramban say that again if he's chayiv in Bayoba and Matzah. They use him for double poshut because he's chayiv and a chayis. But it's not doimer. The chayis of a ganav is because of the maisig name. It's not doimer to the chayis of a shomer. So didn't the Ramban and Taisin know this lamdas? So the answer is that they'll hold that the chiyu that the bayoba and Matzah is not because of the kabbalah of chayis itself. The bayoba it's because he's overgrown with mammon. In a dover goyim l'mamon, this distinction is a distinction without a difference. It doesn't make a difference. A goyim l'mamon, even by gneva, if the thing will be nifsad, the ganef will have a hefsid. It's a dover ha-goyim l'mamon. That it still is. Any dover goyim l'mamon just means it's a hefsid. Serves to oyser shel chaver, but it's called dover goyim l'mamon. Anything that causes a hefsid is a dover goyim l'mamon. It's nothing to do with the chayas, per se. If it causes me a hefsid, then the hefsid, the fact that it's lost causes me a hefsid, makes me a bialim. He didn't dover grab the mom and come on madam. So that's the Simchas package. The Tosis and the Ramban, a little bit of elaboration. The Tosis and the Ramban hold that even the Maskana, the Chibayor, my Motzis, me didn't dover grab the mom. So dover grab the mom, it makes no difference if it's an Achais of, if it's an Achrais, it's mitzad the Shmiro, or if it's an Achrais, it's mitzad the Maisig Neva. What's the difference? Kachay kach. It's the same dover hagoyim l'mamon. So meli habayu abay motzi. Whereas the Ram Misakasta holds that l'maskonis hagemara, it's not midin dover hagoyim l'mamon. It's not midin dover hagoyim l'mamon. But rather the achayis itself makes me a bailim l'inyin bayu abay motzi. And here there's a mokim l'chalak. The achrayis that makes me a bayu abay motzi is an achrayis where I'm holding the chayf, where the achrayis is connected to my chiv shmira. I'm shomer it with an achrayis. So if I'm shomer it with an achrayis, that kind of holding on to the chametz, an achrayis to holding on to the chametz is mechayim in bal yorba imotze. But by a ganav, it's true that if it gets lost, it'll be bad for me. I'm not going to be happy if it gets lost because I'm going to have to pay. But why am I going to have to pay? Not because I have an achrayis right now in the chayfetz, but because the original ma'isig nev is mechayim me. So that has nothing to do with bal yorba and bal yimotze. Atkan from Rameh Simcha. Emes, I have two kashas in this malach.
Freezing an ass.
What? I have two kashas. First of all, I have a kasha from a Gemara in Ben Sarah Mara. The Gemara says in Ben Sarah Mara, by the Sugya Bob Machteris, thinks I am base. The Gemara discusses the nature of the Chiyuv Einsin of a Ganav. Mamas, this neither. And the Gemara says, "How is a Ganav? Why is a Ganav Chayav and Einsin? After all, he didn't do anything. Not his fault. Maybe he has to give back the Chayfetz when it's banned, I understand. But if he's holding onto the Chayfetz, he wants to give it back when it's banned, and then a bolt of lightning comes and destroys it. So why is it the Ganav's fault? Why does he have to pay? So l'chatchila, the Gemara wants to say that the pshat is that the Ganav is kind of the Gnev. When he stole it, it belongs to him. And the Torah said that the Torah is tashlum, and he has to give back the chayfetz itself. It's his chayfetz. It's his chayfetz. He was kainit. But now the Torah is tashlum. The hashav is mitoris tashlum. So maybe what's the difference? If it was struck by lightning, what's the difference? It's his chayfetz. He has a chayf tashlum. It's no different than if I owe you $100 and I have $100 in my pocket that I'm going to pay you, and then lightning comes and burns up the $100 bill. So I can't say, well, I was going to pay you, but the $100 bill got burnt up. The $100 bill that got burnt up was my $100 bill, not yours. It doesn't affect the chiyuv at all. So the Gemara wants to say it's the same thing by a ganav. When the ganav stole a cow or something, so it's his cow. He has a chiyuv to give the owner back a cow. And if this cow's around for some reason, the chiyuv is to give back this cow, to pay with this cow. But it's a chiyuv tashlumen. That's what the Gemara initially wants to say. And there's enough kamina that you would say kimli b'drabmane if that's the case. Even if the chayfetz is banned, even if the par is banned, if he is chayv misa, but he was above machteris, he was chayv misa at the same time, kimli b'drabmane patas from tashlumen. Doesn't pater from a hashav of a ban. But the Gemara wants to say that maybe patas even from the hashav of a ban, because a ganav, it's never hashav of a ban, it's always a tashlumen. Even if the chayfetz is banned, it's my chayfetz, it's the ganav's chayfetz. The Torah said the ganav has to pay particularly the same way the Torah, Rabbi Chanan adds Hasbara, the same way the Torah says that a mazik has to pay with idis. That's a tnai in the life of the tashlumen. So the Torah said that a ganav, he has a chiyuv tashlumen. But the Torah said if the cow is around, then the chiyuv tashlumen is if the gneva is around, the chiyuv tashlumin is with the gneva. It's with the chayfetz hagonov. But be'etzem, it's a chiyuv tashlumin. So the Gemara is doicha, and the Gemara says, no, it's not true. A ganav is not claiming the gneva. And when he gives it back, he's giving back the bialim's chayfetz. I said, why is there a chiyuv einzin? How do you understand the chiyuv einzin? It's not his fault. Zok the Gemara, midi dehavi ha-shoyl. No different than a shoyl. A shoyl has to pay for einzin. It's not his chayfetz. Nobody ever suggested the shoyl owns the chayfetz. And yet the Torah said that there's a chiyuv einzin. So ganav also, it's talking not his fault, but there's a chiyuv einzin. Rashi over there adds a hasbar. He says, why does a shoyl have to pay for einzin? The Gemara says, because kol hanos shaloi. Says Rashi, a ganav is also kol hanos shaloi. What does the Baalim have to get? What did the Baalim get from being a nignav? All I know is for the ganav. So it's kol hanos shaloi. It's like a shoyl. Midi dahavi a shoyl. A ganav is chayim and einzin like a shoyl. So against the whole distinction of Rabbi Simcha. Simcha saying a chidlok, a shoyl, a shoymer, it's a chiv achrayis. A ganav is not a chiv achrayis. It's the original maisig nev is machayim. The Gemara says beferish that a chiv ganav is midi dahavi a shoyl. If that's the case, how come? But the Rishonim say in Amafkid, the end of Amafkid, that there is a distinction like Yukra Zula, that if it's worth one zuz by the Gneva and four zuz later, you only pay one zuz. But by Sheela, if it's worth one zuz b'shasa Sheela and four zuz by the Oinus, then you pay Kishasa Oinus. So that does sound like there's some difference between Gneva and Sheel. What happened to the Midi to have a Sheel? Yeah, so that's a Sheela. That's a Sheela. I once said a Shear about it. I don't know how much I want to burden you with now. It's because we're going really far afield. The Kitzin Imritz, I'll tell you, if you look at the Ramban at the end of Hamafkid, I think it's Mavu in the Ramban. The difference between, I think the Ramban is saying the difference between a Ganav and a Shoyl is not that it's fundamentally different. It's the same Chiyuv Achrayis. It's a Chiyuv Achrayis. The difference is that the Chiyuv Achrayis kicks in when you need the Achrayis. So by a Shoyl, the Pikodin is Beshus Hamafkid. We're going to talk about this, Behemshach. When a Shoyl is holding something, he's holding it for the Mafkid. So it's still Beshus Hamafkid. So the achrayis didn't kick in. There's no need for the achrayis. The achrayis only kicks in when the thing gets lost. So the achrayis kicks in when it's needed. It's needed when the chayfetz is lost. A ganav, when he has a gneva, the gneva is not in the rishus ha-bailam. The bailam can't be makdish, the bailam can't sell it. So the ganav right away has a chiyuv achrayis to put the thing back into the rishus of the bailam. Even when it's ben, there's a chiyuv achrayis. And the chiyuv achrayis is activated. He has an achrayis to put it back into the rishus of the bailam. So the achrayis is activated immediately. The difference in a ganav and a shoyl is not that this is a achrayis and this is not a achrayis. They're both achrayis. The difference is when was the achrayis activated? By a ganav, the achrayis was activated b'shas ha-gneva. By a shoyl, the achrayis is not activated until the shas ha-shoyla. But fundamentally, both the chiyuv of achrayis. Akapanim, it's gemara mefreshes. I don't know what Rabbi Simcha does with that. It's gemara mefreshes. Midi d'ave a shoyl, that the chiyuv of a ganav is not different in kind than the chiyuv of a shoyl. That's number one. Objection number one. Then there's another objection. It comes out like this. It comes out, according to Rabbi Simcha's Hasbara, that there's an afkamina lehalacha between saying that Bal Yorah Bayimotzei comes from Dovah Agarim Lamoman and saying that Bal Yorah Bayimotzei comes from That's not an objection. Take that back. Never mind, scratch that. But from the Gemara said, Bukhar is a kasha, and this is a Meir Simcha. Akaparim, the chakir is about a good chakir. Whether his pshat in the maram, basically, what I'm objecting to is his pshat in the maram misakasta. That he's saying that there's a difference between a ganav and a shoyl, or Meir Simcha saying, the maram misakasta makes a distinction. A shoyl, a shoymer, they have a chiyuv b'yorah b'yimotzei. A ganav doesn't have a chiyuv b'yimotzei. What's the difference? So Rabbi Simcha says, the difference is, this is a chiyuv achrayis. A shoymer is a chiyuv achrayis. A ganav is not a chiyuv achrayis. I'm asking for the Gemara Tzaredim. I mean, Rabbi Simcha knew the Gemara Tzaredim, so he has an answer. I don't know. It's a mitzvah. You have to know what he does with that. But then what do you do with Marami Sarkasta? The Maisel Marami Sarkasta is Shver. He is saying that a ganav is not a b'yorah b'yimotzei. What happened to achrayis? Why is it different than kabbalas p'gdoinis min anochi? So that's why maybe if there will be some mokum to mechalak between the Maharam Sakasta never said in so many words that he's mechalak between a ganav and a shomer. He just said the fact that a ganav and the nignav shneim ainim aimer v'bayovei matzah. Neither the ganav nor the nignav. Neither one's aimer v'bayovei matzah. What do you mean? It's not against the Gemara about the kabel pikdaimis min anochi. So Rabbi Simcha said he's mahalach. Chayav akashan. That's why maybe it would be worthwhile to somehow develop the distinction between getting achrayis to a nochi and achrayis to a yisro. The ribu is that you're not allowed to be mekabel pikdaimis min anochi. Kabbalas achrayis from a goy is mechayim bar yorbei matzei. But a chayis to a Yisrael, maybe it's not mechayim bar yorbei matzah. Yeah, but again, it needs a hezver. What would be the pshat in that? So I don't know. I'm leaving open. Be that as it may, the chakir itself of Ad is a valid chakir. What's the nature of the chiyuv of bar yorbei matzah? What's the nature of the chiyuv of kabbalas achrayis? Is it a dover hagarim lemomen dikadin? Does it have dorm a dover hagarim lemomen? Even the dover hagarim lemomen ba'alam is not kimomen domi, but here the Torah said that it is kimomen domi. Is that how we understand it? Or it's nothing to do with Tovagarim Lamaman. Rather, the Achayis itself is Mechaibin Bal Yom Ha'imas. So maybe we could connect this to a different Machaikis Hashem. There's Machaikis Hashem. What level of Achayis do you need to trigger Bal Yom Ha'imas? The Rosh brings 2 days. The Bahag says even a shayim mechinam, meaning even if it's only a chayis of pshir, shayim mechinam is potter from everything else. He's potter from gneiva v'aredo. He's potter from einstein for sure. He's only chayiv if he's pshir. That's enough, says the Bahag. That's enough to be chayiv and bar yorbei matzei. And the Ri is chaylik, and the Ri says no. It has to be l'kol apochas a chayis of gneiva v'aredo of gzeila v'aredo. Like the Lashon Gemara, Ilu Mitbar, Ilu Nigbar. I've got the Lashon Gemara. When Rabbi said, Be'iru Chametz, the Bnei Chelo, he said, if it'll be Nigna B'Nevad. So the Ri says, that's what you need, the Dag of Gneva, of Gneva, of Yavenu. So listen, the Rosh only brings those 2 shittas. Tosis in B'Metzi, that Pebez, learns in Rashi that even that's not enough. It has to be an Achayis of Einsen. Anything less than a full achrayis, even an einsin, is not mechayiv in bar yorbei matzah. Then, Mr. Mashma, we Rashi in Psochim on Lamed Aleph and Beis by the sugya b'chayiv kainam mashkin. Rashi with it, Moses says, if achayiv kainam mashkin, then it's bar yorbei matzah because you have achrayis. And Rashi over there says that he's chayiv even an einsin because he's chayiv an einsin. So it's also mashma that way. So we have 3 shittas. All the shittas need a hezbo. The one that needs the hezbo the most, l'chayre, is the middle shita. The shita of the Bahag, that any achrayis is mechayiv, I understand. Torah said, any kabbalas achrayis, Torah said, lo yimotze. Any marakam, any degree of kabbalas achrayis, doesn't matter, a lot of achrayis, little achrayis, achrayis mechayim bar yom yimotze. That we could understand. Rashi is the other extreme. Could also understand, maybe you have to have a full-fledged achrayis. If it's not a full-fledged achrayis, it's not enough to make you a bialim to mechayiv you in bar yorbei matzah. Maybe it's even more to be a bialim, it has to be ma'am shechiv einsin. So not so difficult to understand. The hard sheet to understand as it usually is the middle sheet. Seems to be neither the here nor there. It doesn't require. It doesn't say a minimum, which is the re. But you don't have to have a chayis of einsin either. It's the middle achayis. That's the one that's just right. Achayis of Hashem Esocha. You never ever made it. That's what's mechayiv in Bal Yom Ha'imotze. So what's the hezbo? So the Meiri, here in the sugya, the Meiri is mazir. He says that achayis of pshia is a different kind of achayis. Achayis of pshia, he says, is mishum hezek. Mishum Hezek. And this quieter. Achayis of Pshi is Mishum Hezek. So it's not like a regular Achayis. What's he talking about? So what he's referring to is the famous Rambam. Rambam Perek Beis, Hilchas Chiras, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says he is side. we know the Gemara learns out from a klal apart the klal that avodim shtaris and karkois are nismayit from chiyuvei shmira. So if you're watching karkois and then something happens to it, it's nanas or something, whatever happened, you see your potter. Avodim shtaris and karkois. So Rambam's mechadish that's only if it was Gneva Vaveda, or Oinis. But Pshia, you have even Achiv Pshia, you have even by Avodim Shtaris and Karkois, Zok the Rambam, because Pesheya Maziku. It's not what the Rambam is saying, it's not a regular Achiv Achrayis. I gave a warranty. I'm guaranteeing that I'll make it good of Minigna Vinevad. So the Machayiv is the Achrayas, Kabbalah's Achrayas. And Chivainsin for sure that way. It says Pshia's a Maisa Mazik. If I'm watching something and I'm Pshay in the Shmira, it's a Maisa Mazik. So a Maisa Mazik, what's the Poshup Shad in the Rambam is it's not Mechivay Hashemir. Everything else is mechiyuvei hashemir. Pesheh is not mechiyuvei hashemir. It's a different parasha in the Torah. It's a different parasha in the Torah. It's a parasha mazik. Poshup shad in the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying that pesheh is not midin shemir at all. It's midin odom hamazik. Other Rishonim understood the Rambam that way. The Ramban and dinah d'gami and the kuntres dinah d'gami understood the Rambam kipshutoi. That the Rambam is saying that Pesheya is midin Odom HaMazik. So Ramban asks on the Rambam, he says, not Odom HaMazik. From the point of view, Odom HaMazik, it's a groma. That's all it is. It's a groma. He was negligent, and as a result of his negligence, something happened to the Chepetz. That's not Odom HaMazik. That's groma. Groma is part of the Odom. So Ramban's chelik on the Rambam. Damn, it's Ram's Shitosai. I mean, not Shitosai, the Ram himself. You see the sheet in the Ram though throughout. The Ram at the very beginning of Hilchas Schiros. Ram says, "Arba shemim nemu b'tera, v'shleisha dinim yesh lehem." There are four kinds of shemim, but since shemim sochah and seicha have the same din, so there's basically three dinim: shemim chinam, v'hashoyel, v'neisha sochah, v'haseicha. Ve'elu shleisha dinim shemim. Shemim chinam, shegonav hapikodin, shenignav hapikodin oy ovad, ve'ein tzorach leimerim nenas, einus godoil. Potter. Nishba Shishama Kadech Hashem Potter. Shinema Vagurim Vesish Vinika Balabai Selim. Shoyel Mishal Makhil. Ben Shavad Nigna Vira Inus Gobel. And then Shemisachar and Seicher. That if the Chayav and Gneva Vavedo. But the Potter and Oinsim. Nimsa sat doimer. Shemechinim nishbal akel. V'yashel mishalim es akel. V'yashisoch v'asechim mishalim es aveda v'esagneva v'nishban alo einsim. The kitzur, the Ramis says all the shemim, they have three categories. Shemechinim is potter from everything. Shemesachin Shoy Soicher, a Chayim Neva Varedo, and Shoyl is Chayim and everything. So what's missing in this Rambam, in this taxonomy of the Rambam? That a Shemechinim is Chayim Shir. Ram doesn't deny that Hashem Chinim is Chayim Shir. Later on, he talks about it. When the Ram is saying the Dinei Hashemim, he says the Shleisha Dinim. So he says a Shoyl is Chayim and Oinsin. Hashem Esocher and Esocher Chayiv and Oinsin and Agneva Vaveda. And Hashem Chinim is Potter from everything. When he was Potter from everything, he's Potter from Oinsin and from Agneva Vaveda, but he's Chayim Shir. And then Mr. Ram is listening to Nimshach Yet to Lashon and Mishnah, the Mishnah by Metzir. It's also that way. Abba Shemim says the Mishnah, and the Mishnah also lists all of the Chiyuv Hashemim, and it doesn't say that the Shemim Chinim is Chayim Mshir. And then this is the Mishnah's Nimshach Hefti Lashon of the Pesukim in Mishpatim. The Torah and Pasha Mishpatim has the Pasha of Shemim Chinim and Shemim Sachar and Shoyl, and it says what each one is Chayim for. And it doesn't say that a Shemim Chinim is Chayim for Pshir. We learn it out because of his Shvua. His Shvua is Al Kol Dvar Pesha. So he has his Nishma that he wasn't Pesheh. So you see, if he was Pesheh, he's Chayim. But it doesn't say it beferish in the Chiyuvei when it's listing all the Chiyuvei Hashemim. The Pasuk doesn't say it. The Mishnah doesn't say it. The Ram doesn't say it. This is something where the Ram is coming from. The Ram understood that the Chiyuv Shia is anomalous. The Chiyuv Shia is not from the regular Chiyuvei Hashemim. The way the Ramban understood the Ram, it's a Chiyuv Mazik. It's a Chiyuv Mazik Baal. And that's what the Iri is saying. It's a Chiyuv Mazik. That's not Mechayim Baal Rabbi Motzi. To mechayim b'ayom imotzi, he needs some kind of achrayis or shmir. He needs some kind of, has to be some kind of dinei hashemim, a chiyuv midinei hashemim. But the chiyuv pshi is not a chiyuv midinei hashemim. It's a chiyuv midinei odom amazik. Odom amazik doesn't make you even b'ayom imotzi. If this chometz, if you have chometz, if I'm mazik your chometz, I'm over b'ayom imotzi. It doesn't. If I'm mazik your chometz, I have to pay for it. That doesn't make me over b'ayom imotzi. Right? You have some chometz. You have a loaf of bread. If I would be mazik, I would have to pay for it. No, so it's my chometz. I have a chiyuv mazik. A chiyuv mazik doesn't make me chayiv and b'ayom imotzi. I need some kind of chiyuv achrayis. So the Ram says, Peshe is not, says in the Iri, echoing the Rambam, that Peshe is not midin chiyuv, is not from chiyuv Hashem. It's a din mazik. Yeah, but the pell is what the Ramban is. It's not odom mazik, it's a goma. How could it be Adam Amazik if he's not a shomer of Adi Spot? So to make a long story short, the rate is that the Pshat and the Rambam never meant to say that a Peshay is a regular Adam Amazik. If he wouldn't be a shomer, if this fellow, this shomer Chinam, if he would not have been a shomer, he would not have a Chiyub Shia. It's not a regular Adam Amazik. Avada, he's only Chayav Amshia because he was Makabal Shmira. And he was negligent in the shmir that he was makabel. Vada, that's true. The Ram doesn't deny that. The distinction the Ram is making is, even though it's true that in order to be called a pesheya, you have to be a shomer, but there's nonetheless a difference. The difference is that that once you're a shomer, so the negligence, what's mechayiv you by pesheya is the negligence itself. The negligence itself is a maisa mechayiv. By other shomrim, this is a famous chakira that the chayim have. Rav Shimon Shkop has this chakira in a few places. A shomer has a chiyuv to pay, each one according to his level. Shemachinim, shemesocher, they have various cases with a chayiv to pay. What's the pshat? Is the pshat? Let's say by gneiva v'aveda. Is the pshat that his negligence is a maisa mechayiv? Gneiva v'aveda is also kind of negligence. Is the pshat that his negligence is a mechayiv to pay? Or is the pshat? No, his negligence is not mechayiv to pay. What's mechayiv to pay is the achrayis that was mekabel b'shasa. Shasa Kabbalah Shmir. He was Makabal in Achrayis. But his Achrayis is to differing degrees. He could be Makabal Achrayis of Einsin. He could be Makabal, or the Torah could put on him Achrayis of Einsin. The Torah could put on him only Achrayis of Gneva Vaveda, where there's a certain culpability involved. The Torah might only put, like there's different, maybe the Torah only put on him Achrayis of Shia. What Achrayis did the Torah put on him? So the Rambam apparently holds, this is what Shimon talks about in a few places. So Shimon speaks through that's Mustana shows Chayiv and Einsin. That's not because the Einis was Machayiv. How could the Einis be Machayiv? The Einis was not his fault at all. Einis Gomer is not his fault. It's hard to hear that the Einis itself is Machayiv. Avada, that's Mitzad the Achrayis. He's not just sure about a shleimus sachar. It's the arachiv that doesn't involve some negligence. Not a real pshia, but it's a certain, it's a mitzvah pshia. Is it the mitzvah pshia that's mechayev? Or is it, no, the achrayis is mechayev. But his achrayis was only for gzeilu v'aveda. It wasn't an achrayis of Einzim. The Rambam apparently holds that all other chiyuvei Hashemim, except for pshia gemura, it's the achrayis is mechayev. When the shleimus socher has a pikkudin and it's nignav or nevad, the gneiv itself or the culpability that led to the gneiv, that's not the mechayev. The mechayev is the achrayis. He was makabel achrayis of gneiv v'aveda. So he's watching it. So masha'enkin by shleimachinam, the shleimachinam is not chayev for any of that. He's only chayev for pshia. Says the Rambam, pshia, that's not a chiyuv achrayis. That's a chiyuv. That's there is the pshia itself is the ma'aseh mechayev. The pshia itself is what's mechayev. It's only mechayev because he's a shomer. If he wouldn't be a shomer, a regular person, that's drama. We don't say by a regular person that a pshia is mechayev. But if you're a shomer already, then the pshia is a ma'aseh mechayev. Just like a ma'aseh mazik is a ma'aseh mechayev. I'm mazik something. Why am I mechayev? Because I was mazik. The ma'aseh mazik is a ma'aseh mechayev. So pshia also, the ma'aseh pshia is a ma'aseh mechayev. And it's different than other chiyuvei Hashem. Other chiyuvei Hashem, and the Rambam holds, what's mechayev me is not the ma'aseh pshia, large or small. And the ma'aseh einus for sure not. There is no ma'aseh einus. What's mechayev me is the kabbalah sechayev. Mimela, coming back to the Meiri, we say that's the pshat in the Meiri also. When the pshia is a ma'aseh mechayev, so it's nothing to buy your obey matzi. When I'll be pesheh, when and if I'll be pesheh, the pshia will be mechayev me to pay. What does that have to do with my being over and buy your obey matzi right now? It's only when you have a chiyav achrayis, so the achrayis has to do with the shmira. I'm being shomered with an achrayis. So if I'm being shomer something with an achrayis, then that's mechayev me. That's as opposed to that's mechayev me in bar yom bayim matzah. That's the pshat of the Meiri. That's why the Meiri holds, like most Rishonim, that pshia is not mechayev in bar yom bayim matzah. Achrayis of pshia. What a shemachinim has, that's not enough to be everybody rabbi matzah. Because that really an achrayis. There's really no such thing as an achrayis of pshia. The pshia itself is a ma'aseh mechayev. It's like a ma'aseh mazik. But it's not odom ha-mazik, it's not a regular odom ha-mazik. It's a shemir ha-mazik by being peshay in the shmir. It's not odom ha-mazik. But akoponim, it's not midin kabbalah sachrayis. And therefore it's not mechayev in, so I'm not, it's not midin shmira. It's not that I have to be shemir it from a pshia. And I have an achray. I'm being shomer with an achrayis. You mean shomer with an achrayis? The achrayis is already here. That's also part of the difference, I think. When you shomer something with an achrayis, the achrayis is already here. It gets activated when something happens. But I'm shomer it. The shmir has achrayis that if something happens, I'm going to have to pay for it. So there's already now a shmir with an achrayis. And chayim bar yom bayim matzei. Till if she happens, there's no mechayim. There's nothing. When the pshia will happen, it'll be a ma'aseh mazik. A ma'aseh mazik that might happen in the future has nothing to do with what I'm doing now. It's nothing to do with me now. So there's nothing here to mechayev by Rabbi Matz. By other chiyuvei Hashemim, where my shmir has in a dinim, and it's not stam a shmir, it's a shmir with dinim that I'm going to have that I have a chiyuvei achrayis. So even if you'll say the chiyuvei achrayis only kicks in, like Yuku Bezula, the chiyuv only kicks in when the oinus actually happens. Right? If it's worth one zuz now and later on it's by the oinus worth four zuz, I pay like shasa oinus. Fine, that's true. The oinus kicks in. The chiyuv bepoil kicks in when it happens. But the shmir now has a achrayis in it. I was makabel achrayis from the very beginning, so I'm watching it with an achrayis. So if I'm watching it with an achrayis, so on that the Torah is mechayev me bar yom matzah. So that brings us back to the Bahag. And that brings us back to the Bahag. Yeah, that brings us back to the Bahag. What about the Bahag? The Bahag holds that achrayis of pshia is enough to mechayev bar yom matzah. So that we said there's three shittas: the Bahag, the Ri, and Rashi. The Bahag is the most machmir. He says even achrayis of pshia is mechayev bar yom matzah. The Ri with the as is, and the Meiri, most Rishonim hold is Kneva Vavedo. Only Achrayis of Kneva Vavedo is Mechayim. And Tosfos says in Rashi that you have to have Achrayis of Einsim. So fine. So now the re. So Rashi, we said at the very beginning, maybe after Menachayis Gemurah in order to be called a Bailam. The re. Now we understand the light of the Meiri. Very beautiful. You don't have to have a maximum Achayis, but you have to have an Achayis. Peshay is not an Achayis. Peshay is Kemazik. And what about the Bahag? The Bahag goes that Pshia is that Achayis of Pshia, the Achayis of Hashem Echinim Lamashal. That Hashem Echinim is over by Rabbi Motze because he has an Achayis of Pshia. But it's not really Achayis. It's only it's really a Din Mazik. So Echinim Nashayim. I mean, Ashleisha. Possibility number one. Maybe the Bahag holds. Maybe it's chaylik on the side of the Rama. Maybe Os Peshe is not Mishul Mazik. And the Os Peshe is Medina Hashemer. It's no different than other kinds of Achayas. Hashem Echinim has a Mekabal Achayas from Shia. A regular person would be a Goma. Hashem Echinim, Medina Hashemer, is a Mekabal Achayas from Shia. Not like the Rama that it's Medina Mazik. That's about a possibility. Possibility number two. Is that he agrees that Peshay is Mishul Mazik. But maybe he holds that the Mechayev Vayom Yimotze is not the Achrayis itself, but the Dover HaGoyim Lamoman. And for Dover HaGoyim Lamoman, maybe even the Achrayis of Shia is enough to make it a Dover HaGoyim Lamoman. At the end of the day, he's holding on to this Chayfetz. And if he'll throw it out the Shia, then it'll be Chayev. Maybe that's enough to make it into Dover Goyim L'Momen. That's very not possible. That's called a Dover Goyim L'Momen. I have something. Things can happen to it. I'm not going to be chayav. If I'll be Pesheya, then I'm going to have to pay. That makes it into Dover Goyim L'Momen. If Pesheya is not Kemazik, if Pesheya is Medina HaShemim, it's an Achrayas. So yeah, I have an Achrayas to watch it from Shia. So I have a certain stake in it. And it's a double, that I can hear that that's called a double gram in the moment. But if we're saying that the Bahag agrees that Peshay is Mishum Mazik, so the fact that if I'm Mazik that I'm going to have to pay, that makes me into a double gram in the moment. So we can say the same thing. That's the case I talked about before. You have a loaf of bread. If I'll be Mazik it, I'm going to have to pay. So why don't we say, oh, according to, it's a double gram in the moment. Right? Let's say according to Abshim, a double gram in the moment is Kimam Adami. So we have to play with that. But that aside, if I go to you, so does that mean that your chayfetz belongs to me? I'll double gram l'mamon because if I'll be mazik, I'll have to pay. So it's a double gram l'mamon to me. Everything that you own is mine because it's a double gram l'mamon. Double gram l'mamon k'mamon dami. Because if I'll be mazik, I'll have to pay. Obviously, that's absurd. That's not called a double gram l'mamon. The fact that I'll go over and I'll be mazik something, I'll have to pay for it. It makes it mine within double gram l'mamon k'mamon dami. It has to be something that I already have a din in it now that is hefsed will cost me money. That's a dover gemel moment. So that makes me a bailam. Since it'll be nifsad, it's going to be nifsad to me to some extent. So that makes it into a mat. We'll talk tomorrow some more about dover gemel moment, how it works. But kapadim, it has to be some kind of dinim in the chayfetz that right now it's hefsed will cost me money. But if it's only within mazik, it's hard to hear that would trigger even dover gemel moment. Yeah, so chara, what you have to say, at least for the time being, what you have to say is that the Bahag will hold, not like the Rambam, the Peshay is not Medin Mazik, that will be Machaykis. The Bahag will Peshay is Medin Hashem, Medin Achrayas. So that's enough to be Machayim and Bayer Rabbi Matzah. And the other Yishayim held, like the Neri, the Re holds, like the Neri explains, that Peshay is Mishum Mazik, that's not called an Achrayas. And in order to be either Dover Gom Lomoman or for the Achrayas itself to be Machayim, either way, I have to have, it has to be Medin, it has to be, have some kind of, I have to have some kind of shmir with an achrayas. That's what Machayim mean by Yom Matzei. And for that, achrayas of Shia is not enough. Because there's no such thing as achrayas of Shia. Peshay is Mishul Mazik. It has to be some kind of din achrayas, a shmir with the din achrayas. That's either makes it a Dover Gom L'Momen, if you go with that route, or even without Dover Gom L'Momen, the achrayas itself is Machayim. Yeah, I want to show you a Rambam. I think with this we'll stop. And then we'll pick up tomorrow about this Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel. Gimel and Dalet. So Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Goy Shehivkid Chemse Yitzil Yisrael. In Kibbal of Yisrael Achayis, if the Yisrael is Makabal Achayis, Shim over a nignav, Yisham loydamov. Hayz a chayev levaray. Hayo the kibul of a chayes nasik kishaloi. So pashup shat in the Rambam lechayer. The Rambam always says over a nignav. The Yisrael is mekabel a chayes of gnev and aveda. He has to be mekabel a chayes because there's no pashup shomim by a guy. So if a guy gives you something to be a shem chinim, to be a shem socher, you don't have the regular dinei shemim. If you're makabal with the kinyan, then you have whatever you're makabal. So the Rambam says he was makabal, achrayis, but what achrayis was makabal? Im ober enignav. Chayit says in the Rambam that the madrega of achrayis that you need is gneva aved, like the Ri. It's not enough to be makabal achrayis of pshia. That's the pashtus. Shai Melech from Daik in the Rambam that way. If Shach wants to say differently, if Shach and Halacha, here in the Halacha Dalek, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll talk through if Shach has very interesting things. But he wants to say that it's not true. The Rambam means he's Makabal even a Chayis of Shia. The Rambam means even a Chayis of, the Rambam holds, well, it's a double deal. It's Mashman the Rambam that it's not enough to be Makabal in a Chayis of Shia. And it's Mashman the Rambam that you don't need. Well, that's the main deal. So he wants to say, no, it's not true. The Rambam holds it's enough to be makabel and achrayis of pshia, like the Bahag. We'll see later why he holds this way. But he wants to say, the Rambam holds it's enough to be makabel and achrayis of pshia. The Rambam means that if we nigna v'nevod b'pshia, that could happen. A person's pshia, something happened from the pshia. A normal gneva v'areda is not pshia. A normal gneva v'areda, he didn't watch it as much as, it's not oinus. There was some degree of, you know, you didn't watch it, you didn't put it to Fort Knox. So obviously you had some degree, but it's not a pshia. So that's the regular gneva aveda. That's why Shem Achinim is potter, because it's not a pshia. And the Shem Esachar is chayev, because it may not be a pshia, but it's not an oinus either. You can have also gneva aveda that happened with pshia. A person could be pshia, mamish pshia, and it could get stolen as a result of the pshia. That's called pshia, that's not called gneva aveda. It was the fact that I'm Peshea, but something has to happen. I'm watching something and I'm Peshea. I go away, I leave it out in the open. If nothing happens, nothing happened. My Peshea has to result in something happening. So Rav Shach says, when the Rambam says that he was Makabal, Shem Ovad Oynignav, doesn't he was Makabal's Shmir in the Madreg of Hashem is Socher, that he's only Chayiv if there's a certain amount of culpability? No, that he's Chayiv rather even on a lesser Peshea. He's chayiv even on gnei b'avareda. No, he was makabel. Maybe he was makabel only achrayis of pshia gemur. But the achrayis of pshia gemur was that if it'll be pshia gomur, if it'll be pshia gomur, and as a result it'll be nigna b'avareda, he's going to be chayiv. And that's enough about Rabbi Matzah. Yeah, about it's not the pasuk in the Rambam. The pasuk in the Rambam is that the Rambam holds like the Ri, like the middle shita, that it's that the achrayis that you need for Bayro by Motze is the Achrayis of Neva Veda. Achrayis of Pshia is not enough. Achrayis of Ein is not necessary. Achrayis of Pshia is not enough. You need the in-between. Achrayis of Neva Veda. Which stems very well with the Rambam of the Peshay Mishamazik. From everything that we've seen so far, that's actually exactly what I would expect from the Rambam. Because Achrayis of Pshia, that's not really Achrayis. That's Peshay's Kemazik. And the Rambam goes on, Halacha Dalet, Zok the Rambam, Goy Anos, a violent Goy, Shehivkid Chemtzei Yitzel Yisrael, he gave his chametz to a Jew, Im Yedea Yisraeli, Shem Ovarei Nignav, Mechayve L'Shama, V'Kayfei V'Ointe L'Shama. If the Jew knows that the local godfather gave him something to watch, and he told it, and the Jew understands that if something happens to it, then the mafia is going to come after him. So says the Rambam, Afal Pishle Kibal Achayas, he was having a Kabbal Achayas, he's a Chayav Levari, he's Chayav to be Mavari. Chayav means he's over by Rabbi Motzi. Sharei Nechshav Ki'ilu Shaloi, Mnei Shemechayav Ha'anus Vachar Yusle. So Rambam says a Chiddush, that the Achayas doesn't have to be legal. It could be illegal. The Achayas could be because the Mafgir is an Anus. and he's going to beat him up if he doesn't produce the chametz. That's enough to be called the Kabbalah Sechayis, and you have to in your every by Rabbi Masay. The Mokka for the Rambam of Adis, the Fenungor, B'yub Nechela, Mibataychu. The Rambam learns that this Chometz of the Bnei Chela, they were Gayosos. The Rambam learns these were marauding bands, piratical bands. And the Chayis over here wasn't the legal Chayis. The Chayis was because they were Gayosos, and the Jews were afraid of them. And that's enough to trigger by Rabbi Masay. And the Rabbi Dischelik, the Rabbi says, what kind of that? What is that? That's not a chayis. The fact that he's going to get beaten up makes it a kabbalah chayis. So the rabbi doesn't say how he's yes learning the gemara. So either the rabbi means either that it was kabbalah kinyan, or maybe it was chayka malchus. Shulchan Aruch brings both possibilities: chayka malchus or kabbalah kinyan. There was some legal chayis. Either medina de malchus was a chayis, or because I was mekabel chayis like the Rambam in halacha gimel. But stam a goy amos, that does not make for a kabbalah chayis. So the chayis, what pshat in the Ram? It's talking out of the chayis. What kind of a chayis is that? That's an chayis with the chiv shmira. It's gonish. He's an anus. So maybe you could say, but it's dovah garim l'mamon. At the end of the day, it's dovah garim l'mamon. If it'll be nifsad, maybe the Ram holds it. It goes with dovah garim l'mamon. So the chayim by and large don't want to say that way. That it's not called the dovah garim l'mamon. Because even for Dovah Gaim L'Mamon, like I said before, Dovah Gaim L'Mamon means it's some kind of bilus. Since if the chayfetz will be nifsad, it'll be nifsad to me, so that makes me a bilum in the chayfetz. It's hard to hear that I'm a bilum. That's if it's nifsad to me min adin. The chayfetz will be never ala v'hefzid min adin, so that makes me a bilum. But if the fact that the chayfetz will be nifsad ala v'hefzid because some guy's going to hold me up at gunpoint and take my money, that's cool that I have that. That's cool that I have a bilus in the chayfetz because I'm going to be nifsad. What if the guy comes and says to me, you better watch this, I don't know. He takes me to watch something that's not even in my... He says to me that, so there's something in the middle of the street doesn't belong to anybody. It's Hefker. And the guy comes and he says to me, you better watch this. Maybe he wants to have it later. He says, you better watch this. If you don't watch it carefully and something happens to it, I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to take money from you. So therefore I become a bailam. I'll still go in a moment. There's no bailashim min adin. There's no hefsid min adin. That's still go in a moment. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to think about this. But the chayim assume that it's not called the dovah go in a moment. So then it's very sure that I'm. Kabbalah is a chayis min adin. It's not. And dovah go in a moment, it's also not. So what's pshat in the, what's the habon in this Rama? That's question number one. What's the habon in the Rama? The Taz in Simon Tov Mem asks a kash in the Rama from the Suya. Because the Taz assumes with Dovah Poshut, like we're saying, that this kind of oinus is not enough to make it into Dovah Gaim L'mam. So Taz asks from the Gemara. The Gemara says, it must be Xeris HaKosel. Says the Taz, how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says in the Lishna Basra, the Gemara says, Bishlam L'Rabbanon, the Dovah Gaim L'mam is not Gemam Adami. So I understand why you need a pasuk, because Dovah Gaim L'Mamon is not Kemamon Dami. So here I need a pasuk. But according to Abshimin, the Dovah Gaim L'Mamon is Kemamon Dami. So why do we need a pasuk? I know without a pasuk that it's a Dovah Gaim L'Mamon. And the Gemara answers that Abshimin is only talking when it's Lesa Be'enei, and here it's Isi Be'enei, so you don't have the din of Dovah Gaim L'Mamon. Ask the Taz, Lefid Ramam, the Gemara should have said a different teretz. According to Abshimin, Dovah Gaim L'Mamon is Kemamon Dami. But that's not going to cover the case of a goy anus. A goy anus is not a dovah gaim l'mamon. I need a pasuk to tell me that you're chayiv even by a goy anus. That's the kash of the taz. Any teres that we want to say is going to have to cover this taz. At least it would be desirable that it should. Okay, so we're going to leave it at that. Tomorrow I want to talk through, maybe we'll talk some other things too, but tomorrow to begin with, I want to talk through what to do with this Rambam. There's a mahalach here from Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri here in the Rama, and there's a mahalach from Rav Issa Zalman. It's a little bit different. Rav Issa Zalman is here in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. It's also in Perek Aleph Niskei Mamon Halacha Aleph Ois Hey, and it's also in Rav Issa Zalman Schiu Matana. It's a lot to see. You don't have to see all the Mrs. Zalman's, but just if you're interested, it's Mrs. Zalman is it's Eben Ozel. All this Eben Ozel, Schiu Matana, Per Gimel Halacha Beis, and in the Hashmatas, in Per Gimel Halacha Beis, and then again in the Hashmatas. Yeah, three, all these places. Now, there's a lot there, and a lot of it's extraneous to what we have to do. So I don't expect it to see all the Rebbe's Zamas. I don't expect it to see the whole of Shach necessarily either. But if you want to take a look.
Every year of Shach is in our, is in Perek Dalet.
Hilchot Chametz Matzah. Shach includes Chametz Matzah, yeah. Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. Yeah. Okay, very good. So I'll see you tomorrow, Mitzvah.
Rebbe's Zamas, which Hilchot what? Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, which Hilchot?
Rebbe's Zamas is Hilchot Chametz Matzah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. That's one place. And it's again in Niske Momen, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. It's a very long shtickle, but the part where he talks about Chametz Matzah is in Halacha Ches. You might want to see it, Rebbe's Zalman, if already, if you're taking a look in this game, Mammon, where did I put it? Hold on a second. Downloaded it before. Yeah, if you're doing the one in this game moment, which may be a good place to start, is to do Perek Aleph, Rebbe's Zalman. Maybe this is a taka worthwhile. Rebbe's Zalman, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The first paragraph, the very, very beginning, there he lays down the Yisoid. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The first paragraph, Masha Tofa Sarama. And then take a look at Ishei, where he talks about Chametzu Matzah. Second is Ishei. I'm sorry, not Ois Hei, Ois Ches. So the very first paragraph, the preface, so to speak, and then I said before, Halacha, that's a mistake, Halacha Ches, Ubehilches Chametzu Matzah, there he applies it over here to this Rambam. And then the Rebbe's Zalman in Niske Mammon, also very interesting. Mamma's very interesting, Rebbe's Zalman in Niske Mammon. Chiyum Matana, Rebbe's Zalman is Chiyum Matana, that's in Sefer Kinyan. Chiyum Matana. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send this guys to you guys because I don't know if you have the swarm even. I'm going to send you the Rav Shach and the Rav Sazam and the paragraphs that are nigeh. That way it'll be easier. Okay, very good.
Thank you, Rami.
Thank you, Rami. The Orsam Echis Perik Gimel Alach Ches, right?
Orsam Echis Perik Gimel Alach Ches, I think so. Okay, call to you.